Dumas. I'll say again, good morning, good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. This is our prayer service. I'm praying that something that is said, that is prayed, that is spoken, reaches your heart. It comes from the heart, so I'm praying that it reaches your heart, all right? And we're going to go ahead and hand it over to Sister Elaine at this time. If you're ready, it's in your hands, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, Miss. I was going to say good morning this morning. Well, I guess it is. I am at my location in my kitchen, of course. Happy Labor Day to each and every one of you, near and far. My topic this morning is on teachers, teachers' aides, and principals. It says, the Bible says, not many of you should become teachers. Why, brethren? For you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness, for we all stumble. Teachers also a trainer and creates an environment where others learn. The Bible doesn't directly mention school principals, but it offers principles for leadership and ministrations such as serving others, pursuing godly wisdom, and fearing God. Then it says for principles, a God-centered principle would use wisdom to guide, serve, and empower others in their schools and communities. A principal should model servant leadership. A principal should prioritize God's given wisdom for decision-making and guiding their school. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this topic for teachers and teachers' aides that come up under teachers to help the teacher, or if she's not present, that the teacher's aide can help. I thank you, Lord, for the principal that guides over the teachers, that direct and help the teachers know what they should be doing on a daily basis with the children. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you put these people in place, Lord God, that they're doing the right thing and that they're helping these children each and every day to know what they should be doing and know what they should be learning on these days that they're being taught. I thank you, Lord God, that it's things that set out by the principal that helps the teacher and the teacher's aide on what they should be doing in a school centered for children for each and every day. I thank you, Lord God, that these children's ears are going to be open and they hear each and everything that their teacher or the teacher aide is teaching them. I thank you, Lord God, for the children this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you're protecting them from all hurt, harm, and danger. In school, out of school, around the school, wherever they're at, Lord God, that you open up their ears so that they can hear each and everything that's being taught to them in a school-centered place. I thank you, Lord God, for the teachers, the teachers' aides, and the principal that's over them, Lord God, that makes sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do in directing our children in the right places that they should be in, Lord, that they teach them that they can be taught, that their education can go further than where it is right now. I thank you, Lord God, because you're still the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of Masters, and that you hear us on this line each and every day from Monday through Friday, that you hear our cries, Lord, and today our cries is for the teachers' aides, and the principal, and these people that sit up over our kids, Lord God, that they teach them the right way to go, that it's nothing perverted about them, that they are strong leaders in what you set them out to be. I thank you, Lord God, this morning for the people that's on this line, Lord God. I thank you for them that's near and far. I thank you, Lord God, that they continue to pray about this topic each and every day, because our kids are our future. Our kids are need to be set in the right place and going into the right direction. We thank you, Lord God, for this topic this morning, Lord. We have good topics that come on this line each and every week, and I thank you for the ones who put these topics out for us. I thank you, Lord God, because you are wonderful, you are great, and I cannot leave your son Jesus out, because Jesus was a teacher. He was on this earth, and he taught about different things that even people should be doing, even in those days and in those times. He taught. He taught on at the sea, taught on the beach. He taught everywhere. He taught going through the villages. He taught everywhere, even taught up on a mountain. We thank you, Lord God, for our son, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you that he is a great teacher. He was a great teacher, and he still teaches us in our hearts today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for this topic, that we are going to continue to pray for the teachers and the teachers' aides. But we're going to pray for that principal, that he set out everything in the right, he or she sets it out in the way that it should be, so that these teachers can be directed in the right direction, so that they can teach our kids how they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be learning each and every day. I thank you, Lord God, that these schools are protected by you, God, and that no harm will come into these houses, into these places where these kids are, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you're protecting them, that you're sending your angels even about the teacher's aides, and the principal, that they lead in a great way, that they lead in the way that you put them in the position to lead. I thank you, Lord, this morning. I thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you're about to do. I thank you, Lord God, that these people are going to be wise, that they're going to be wise, and they're going to serve, and they're going to be empowered, that they'll empower others in the things that they should be doing. I thank you, Lord God, that you set all these different things out for us to learn about it, and that they're to be taught in these different places, in these different schools, these schools all around the world. I thank you, Lord God, for the teachers. I thank you, Lord God, that you make them strong people, that you have them to be strong, and that these kids look up to them because they're teaching them well. I thank you this morning, Lord God. I thank you for the principal that's set over these teachers, that he or she may be strong to do what they're supposed to be doing, Lord God, and these children's lives. I thank you, Lord God, that they're teaching them well and that they're showing them that they could do good things in this world, that they can be taught and that they can hear and that they can pay attention. Teach them how to pay attention, Lord. Pay attention to everything. Even pay attention to their surroundings, in or out of the schools, Lord God. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the people, the teachers' aides, and the principals that are set over these kids. We thank you, Lord God, that they're teaching them and that they're learning, and that they hear every word that come out of their mouths. We thank you, Lord God, that they're orderly kids, that they're disciplined kids. We thank you, Lord God, for that this morning, Lord. We thank you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I give it back to the host. Minister Michelle.
Amen. Amen, Sister Elaine. Thank you for that prayer. Listen, the principals and the teacher's aides are our systems are way different. They have to not only govern our children, but now they have to keep them safe from shooters and different things. It's just a different type of world, and we have to keep them in prayer. We have to call out for them the things that they have to deal with in this day and age. So I'm thankful for that prayer topic. Thank you, Sister Elaine, always doing such a great job pulling out different different things from the scripture. Like you said, the principal is not necessarily in there, but the teacher is in there. And we know Jesus to be the great teacher. So we're so grateful for that prayer topic this morning. Listen, people, I know some have to get up out of here. Can we do the believer's declaration? The supporter's declaration this morning. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithes. We are going to be at the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. I thank God for this declaration. We can declare it over our lives over and over again. It doesn't get old. It's a seed that's going to bring forth a harvest. Hey, and then I want to encourage someone, anyone, invite you to be a prayer lead or a host. This is your opportunity to even show forth our believer's declaration as mature believers. We can minister from our location. This is that opportunity. And so we still need some. If that is you, you can go ahead and call the church at 216-475-6327. Just leave a message and Pastor Lenora will get back with you, and we will definitely get you in, show you what you need to do, and then let you go forth. As we say a lot, if you've been on just a couple of times, you've heard us say, we love to hear different prayers. We don't all sound the same. We don't all have the same rhythm. Some have a more monotone. Some are super excited. But let God use you as he feels fit. And we want to put you in there. So don't shrink back. Let's push forward. All right. Can I give out the prayer list for some that's praying with us? Can I give y'all the prayer list this morning? So just in case you want to throw something else in there while we're sitting on the line. Marka has issues. Joseph, healing. Rose has healing. Courtney and her family, healing. Tamika, healing. And Marion Payne is also on the prayer list. And listen, if you have any issues, that's why we have our, you can upload your prayer request on our website so that we can pray for you, because we pray for the prayer list. We call out your name. You don't have to put the whole thing out there. You can do as these people have done, issues or healing. But you just want us to call out your name. You want us to touch and agree with you. That's what we do. All right? And then I want to, of course, encourage you to give. If you are going to leave at this time, I want to encourage you to give on this Labor Day. You can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You can also go to our website all the time, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. All right? All right, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Sister Cynthia. If you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia this morning in for LaTanya. And so mine is on children, high school students, and college students. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, God, and we're thankful and grateful on today that we can come and we can stand in proxy, Lord, for our children, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we lift them up before you. We send forth a bloodshed covering to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Other things that's going on in the world, God, we're praying for protection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But, God, we also call it not an obedient spirit, God, that when they're in these classrooms, God, that they would obey the teachers that set before them, God, that they will respect authority in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of disobedient behavior, God, that allows some of the children, Lord, to get away with things that they shouldn't be allowed to get away with. And so, God, we lose a calm spirit of peace in those classrooms right now in the name of Jesus. So we come against the spirit of destruction. For Satan, you're a liar and a deceiver, but we cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit, God, that tries to destroy because we know it's other enemy. We know, God, that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. And so, God, we come against that destructive spirit that tries to rule and reign in these campuses and in these high schools and in these elementary schools, God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray for the parents, God, that they will step up, Lord, and begin to and put things in their children, allow them to know that they are not the grown person in the classroom, that they have to respect the teachers and the principals, and God, those is there to help them learn, God, to be able to come productive adults, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And so, God, we intercede and we pray for them. And, God, we put them before you because we know that you love the children, God. And you said, God, that you love the children and you forbid them not for them children to come to you, God, so you can lay hands in the name of Jesus. And so, God, on this morning, God, we're praying, God, and we're interceding, God, for them, God, that as this year began, God, already, God, we come against that spirit of mental illness that's ruling and reigning in the land. But one thing we know, it does not say the name of Jesus. It has to bow. And so, God, we command that mental illness spirit to bow at the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. We claim the victory under the blood, God, that our kids do not have to go to school in fear, that our kids don't have to hide in closets, God. They don't have to run for their life in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, even as the FBI and all of those in security go through those Facebooks and look at them Facebooks and see what the children is saying on there, God, we come against it. God, we allow, pray right now that they'll be allowed to see what they are saying that they're going to do to the children, what they're going to do to the schools, God, the bombs that they think they want to put in the school, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that it won't be an afterthought. Well, yeah, we saw this a month ago. We saw this 2 months ago, but we didn't move on it because we didn't think it was real, God. Allow them to know today that the things that the kids is putting on there, God, it's real in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I pray, God, that even in the colleges, Lord, that you cover them in the college, God. I pray, God, that you would give them wisdom and understanding. I pray, God, that those that have rule over them in those different areas, God, that you would give them the knowledge and the wisdom how to teach our children, how to cover our children, God, not to teach them cruelty, not to speak to them in a bad and nasty way, God, but let them be adults, God. Let them do the right thing, Lord. Don't let the teachers have prejudice in them, God, that they hate our children. We come against that spirit because, God, you are God of love. And, Lord God, some of our children come from homes they already struggling, and so they don't need to get to school and continue to struggle and continue to be mistreated by the ones that are supposed to treat them right, God, in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes we close our eyes to things and we pretend like things are not going on in the system. But, God, we know that it is. But we know that you, God, and you rule and you reign, God. And you said, Lord, that we can send forth your word And you said that you would honor your word, God. So this morning we send forth your word in those classrooms, God, in those campuses, Lord God, that you would move, God, that you would cover from door to door, God, and that you would expose the enemy when he stand up and he try to do things that's not right, God. We pray that you would expose them before it ever take place in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would give the principal strength, God. We pray, God, that you would build leadership in them, that they would know how to be a right leader, God. We pray for the teachers, Lord, that it just won't be about them, but they'll come ready to teach the children, God. We pray, God, that all the things that's trying to be taken away from the public school system, that is given back in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that they had to release $5 billion back to the school system, God. We're thankful for that, God, that our children be continue to learn what it is that they need to learn. They'll be continue to be able to study, God. We pray, God, that the money for the free lunches will come back, God, in the name of Jesus, that our kids won't be hungry and won't be able to learn, won't be able to sit still, God, because they're hungry, Lord. We know you love the children, God. So I pray, God, that that money is released back into the system for the children to be able to eat, God, that they'll be able to have a breakfast and have a lunch in the name of Jesus. So we come against that hateful spirit that's trying to destroy our children, God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We're thankful and we're grateful, God, for all that you're doing, God. We're thankful, God, that our children is able to learn, God. And I pray, God, I know that you got saved teachers. I know you got saved principals in those schools, God. I know you got saved aides, God. I even pray for the bus drivers, God, that they won't drive so fast, God, because the buses don't have seatbelts, Lord. I pray, God, for good behavior on those buses, that the children would sit down and do the things they're supposed to do. But, God, we know it all starts at home, God. So we pray for our mothers and our fathers, God, that's raising these children today, God. We pray, God, they'll come to know you in a real way, that they'll be able to give their children you. And so, God, we thankful, God, because you said, God, that some water some plant, but you get increase. And, God, as we continue to water and plant, we thank you, God, for giving the increase in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for covering our children. We thank you, God, for covering the children all over the world that have to go to these places, God, that you'll protect them, Lord, and that you'll deal with the people, God, that's suffering in their mind because the enemy attacks us in our mind. But you said that we got to cast out imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ when all obedience is fulfilled. So, God, we're praying, God, that you will cover their minds in the name of Jesus. And you will come against, Lord, we have to come against that murderous spirit, that destructive spirit, God. Because you said that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, God, on today, we thank you for the abundant life. God, on today, we thank you that we're able to get up, even on Labor Day, and intercede for our children, and intercede for our young adults, God, and our high school kids, Lord. So we come against even the bullying spirit. Teach our children, God, not to talk about one another and come against one another. When we come against that bullying spirit, we come against the spirit of suicide from being bullied, God. We come against it. And we pray, God, that these parents will begin to hear their children and listen to their children and allow them to know what's going on in their children's life, God. And it's not just about us, but it's about our babies, God. If they pay attention to what's going on in the name of Jesus. So, God, on this morning, we thank you and we praise you. You said if we had faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to that sycamine tree. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. What is the sycamine tree? God, it's our children on this morning. They need covering, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, there's so many things that's going on. People just don't have the love like they used to, God. But we know, God, that you do. And so, God, you said the greatest of all of those was love. And so, God, I pray that love would get on the inside so it'll be able to come on the outside. And so, God, we call it done by faith because you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we got to hear your word to be able to give you back your word. You said, "What two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst." Lord, you said, "Whatsoever we ask in your name, that you would grant it unto us." So I pray, God, that you would bless everyone that's on this line. I pray, God, that you will supply the need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray, God, that every door that need to be opened, God, that you would open in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that every door that need to be shut, that you would shut it in the name of Jesus. Because, God, greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that is in the world. We are able to call those things that's not as though they already were. And the mountains have to move. So, God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor, for truly you're worthy to be praised. And I thank you and I seal it under the blood. And I call it done by faith. And Lord, I don't forget to pray for Bishop and Sister Lenore. And I pray, God, that you will cover everybody on this holiday, Lord, and protect us, God, with a bloodshed covering. And help us to have a blessed holiday on today. And so I thank you and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I just want to say happy birthday to my two oldest, LaShonda and LaTanya. And God bless y'all, saints. And I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that prayer. Praying over our children, the college students, the high schoolers, the elementary students, praying. That's what we have to do. We got to keep our children lifted up in prayer. We have to keep other people's children lifted up in prayer. I know when I first learned how to drive, my dad used to tell me, it's not that you know what you're doing. You have to pay attention to everybody else because you might be doing the right thing and then they do the wrong thing and then you're still in the accident. So you have to learn how to pray for even other people's children, other parents, because you might be doing the right thing. You're pouring into your child. You're telling them the right thing to do. Don't bully. Don't do this. Don't do that. And then someone else is affecting their situation. So we have to keep our children and other children in prayer. And so we're thankful for that prayer this morning. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, again, for that prayer, praying over our children and their mental health and just commanding things, speaking things into existence. All right. At this time, we're going right into our next prayer lead. Sister Keitha, if you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Good morning, everyone. I'm praying this morning for parents of the students and the school board and college admissions. Excuse me. Father God, we come before you this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we say thank you, first of all, Lord, for waking us up today, allowing us to see another day, to celebrate another Labor Day, that day that we can rest from our work, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, for everything and everyone that you have placed within our life and all around us, O God. Today, Lord God, we ask a special prayer to cover the parents of all the students everywhere, Lord God. We ask that you may touch them in their minds, in their hearts, in their spirits, O God. That you may help them, Lord God, to raise their children up, Lord, to prepare them for the world, to train them up in the way that they should be so when they grow up, they won't depart from you, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to be the first observers to watch their children and to see what their life is, which way their life is going and what things that they might be nourished in. We ask you, Lord God, to give them a deeper insight with their children. Also to help them, Lord, that they may just teach them at home. Teach them at home and not just throw them on the system and expect them to go and learn. Help them to be a part of the child's education. Help them also, Lord God, in everything, every thing that they feed into their children, that they may train them, Lord, and put not just the things of the world in them, but that they also, Lord, may put the knowledge of you, Jesus, that they might teach them the word and take them to church and tell them all about you, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you, Father God, are the head of their life. You are the Father, and you care about them. Let them know, Lord God, that in any and every situation that you're there for them. It's not easy raising children in these last and evil days. It's never easy raising children, and every parent and every child is different. So I'm asking you, oh God, to cover them, to strengthen them, and to encourage them, Lord God. Help them to be right to the children and to raise them upright and to lead them and to guide them in all truth. We thank you for them, Lord God. We pray also for the school board, Lord God, for each and every person that helped build up the school systems, set them everything in place. Lord, that you may not only protect them, but you may give them a mind, an open mind, a mind that full of instruction and imagery, a mind that can help expand the education for the kids and come up with all different new ideas, ways to help them to learn and to help them to be prepared for this world, Lord. We ask in you, Jesus, as far as funding and everything else, that they may dig in and find ways for grants and all types of money to flow into the system that will help to educate and to help these kids in their daily life, like help provide them with monies to help provide them with a good hot meal or two good hot meals while they're in school. Help provide them with clothes and shoes, necessity, things that they need. We ask in you, Father, to help them to open up ways and avenues and to help them to be all about the education, all about helping the children and not always just about money, but always how to help to expand the kids' knowledge, seeing kids, but on any level, from elementary or from preschool all the way up to the college level, Lord God. We asking you to touch them, Lord. Touch them, Jesus. Open up a way, Lord. Make a way out of no way, Jesus. We ask, and Father God, that you may look upon those even in offices for admissions and stuff, Lord. Everybody in every position of the school, Lord God, the counselors, Lord, every teacher, Lord, and every level of education. We asking you, Lord, to help them because they come up with different ideas and different things, but we need them, Lord, always to be eyes and ears as well, because they're considered second parents to our children. We asking you, Lord, to bless them, to help them, to steer, lead them and guide them, Lord God. Help them always to be strong. Excuse me. Oh, help them to be strong, Lord God, in all their ways. Help them, Lord God, to be motivated. Help them, Jesus, to lead and guide the children into all truth and to be knowledgeable about what's going on with each and every individual child so that they know how to address them, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord. Help, Lord God, the school systems. Keep everything in place, Lord, to keep them safe. There's so much going on out here in this world, Lord God. But we need you, Jesus, to lead and to guide. We need you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we need you, Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that you may just cover with your blood, protect every young child, Lord God. Protect every teacher, Lord. Lord, we know that they're doing what they can to help raise up our children. We know that they're doing whatever they can to lead them and to guide them and to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. We know, Lord God, hallelujah, that, Lord, you have given these teachers some knowledge, Lord God, how to teach every individual. We know that you, Lord God, you have given them understanding, safety understanding, how to protect the kids, Lord God, and how to show them how to be safe in school and what to do. But, Lord, we also ask you, Lord, that you may look upon every child, give them wisdom, give them discernment. Let them also know how and when and who to be with, who not to be with, and how to know danger when it comes and what moves to make, how to pray. Help them, Lord God, to pray as children. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, O God, for covering us with your blood, Jesus. We thank you, O God, for this day, Lord, how you wake us up, Lord God. How you keep us, oh God, hallelujah, with our minds on you, Lord, at all times. We ask, Lord, today that on this Labor Day holiday, that you shield and protect people everywhere, Lord. There's always something and somebody that's want to come in and want to do something crazy and want to create, turn things topsy-turvy and create havoc, Lord God. Make a good scene into something bad. But we asking you, Jesus, to protect and to cover. Watch over everyone on the those that's celebrating, those that's out on the lakes and the parks and everywhere they may be, Lord. Cover them with your blood. Put your angels around them, oh God, and keep them safe. Let families enjoy themselves and celebrate this last holiday of the season. Let them do it, Lord God, with peace and in safety, oh God. Watch over us, Jesus. Keep us all covered under your precious blood, Jesus. We say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your eyes and your ears and your loving arms that you keep us safe, Jesus. We look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, O God. because we know that you love us and you care for us. And we just say, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we bless your holy name. And I turn this prayer over to our prayer host, Nancy LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Keitha, for that prayer. Thank you for speaking on even bringing, like you said, the system back together. This is what we need. We need to continue to lift up. Sometimes we get frustrated with the systems, but even as she said, we have to even do it in our homes. It starts at home. Then that way they have the support that they need in the school. So we're so grateful for the prayer leads this morning, covering our children, covering our principals and our teachers, and covering the administration. So we're thankful for the prayer this morning. Let me just do a couple of things. Y'all know I'm the last prayer lead. So I know some may have to get out of here. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for joining. Hey, and I want to encourage you to invite somebody, share the line. I say it a lot, but if it's good to you, instead of holding it to yourself, share it with someone else. It will encourage them. It will strengthen them. I believe that deliverance happens on the line. I believe that healing happens on the line. And we have all of this right here. We have ministry for someone. And all you have to do is share the line. You can share it on your social media. If you're on social media, you can share it that way. But you can just share it. Someone asks for prayer, pray for them in that moment, and then tell them about our prayer line. That's how we grow it, all right? But for the ones that do have to leave, I want to say every seed produces a harvest. And our partners support through their giving. So if you are so inclined to give this morning, you can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, upload your 1 minute or less GPS. You're guiding people to salvation. That's your testimony. I say it, your favorite song, your favorite scripture. You can upload it there. And then that way we can impact someone's world. We can share what God has done for us so that they, it's a seed, right? What did my mother say? One plants, one waters, but God brings the increase. Are we planting? Are we watering? Are we putting ourselves in position to serve? That's what that GPS does. You can say, hey, I did one before. Great. Awesome. Come on and do another one. Do another one. I challenge you this week. Let's get a GPS in. And then, of course, there you can upload your prayer request. I say it all the time. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. We want to touch and agree with whatever situation you have going on. You can put in issue. You don't have to put your whole story out, but you can help us to pray for you by putting your prayer request there, all right? The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. That will always be mine. I will always declare that over my life and prayerfully over yours. All right? Well, as I said, I'm the last prayer lead this morning. Waiting on the Lord. This is Psalms 40. I will wait patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. I was in my mother's church yesterday, and I guess I had never heard the song. It's so super simple. I tried to play it, but the problem is that sometimes when you play it on your phone, y'all can't really hear it. But the song is just, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. And I was just thinking about that yesterday, that, Lord, we wait for so many different things. But if our heart is, I don't mind waiting, because I'm trusting in you to do the thing that I can't do. I remember so many years ago, Bishop was ministering, and he said, if you've done everything that you can do, and it's nothing else that you can do, then you have to just stand still and watch God do the rest. And I was going through a situation, like literally in that moment, and I had did everything that I knew to do. It was nothing else that I could do. And I stood there and I said, Lord, because that's how God is. He'll literally speak a word to you that will change your whole mentality, your thinking. And I said, now I have to wait on you, God. And I don't mind waiting on you, Lord, because when I put it in your hands, after I've done everything that I can do, all now I can do is wait on you to change the situation. All I can do now, Lord, is for you to turn around and hear my cry. All I can do now is just stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. That's all I can do at this moment. I don't know who needs to hear that word. I don't know what you may be going through, but sometimes we have to hear the word that I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting because he makes all things beautiful in his time. Can we pray this morning? Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, we give you honor and we give you glory. For truly, 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 you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, O God, in all the earth. The song says, I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the opportunity to come before your presence. Lord, as we come before your presence with singing, Lord, we know that you are God. You are the only God that hears and answers. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we could come before your throne of grace, Lord, humbly but boldly, knowing that we can ask anything according to your will, and you are granted unto us, O God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that we seek you daily. Thank you, Lord, that you answer. Lord, I pray now for your people. Lord, they're in a waiting season. They're waiting on you, Lord. Lord, let their faith not fail them. Lord, let them not look to the left or to the right, but Lord, let them look to you. Lord, let them know that their help is on the way. Lord, thank you that you don't just allow all things to come to us at one time. Lord, as our man of God says, that you hold back the rain until you have a man to till the ground. Lord, there's some things that we don't have in order yet. And until we get it in order, we have to wait. Until we have the right people in place, we have to wait. Lord, give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Give us the ability to understand the times, to understand the season. Lord, to read the terrain. Lord, give us the ability to see your will so clearly in our lives. Lord, as we call out for our children and for the principals and for the teachers and for the administration, oh God. Lord, as we place this system in your hands, Lord, let us be vigilant. Let us do what we can do. But Lord, when there's nothing else for us to do, let us be willing to wait on you, oh God, to give us that next move. Lord, even as the prophet sat by the river, being fed by the ravens, when the water ran out, you gave him another plan, another instruction. But he had to be able to hear your word, oh God. He had to be able to hear your word, and then he had to believe you. He had to believe that you were going to sustain him. Lord, build us up on our most holy faith. Let us know that even though we have to wait, that does not mean that you have denied us. Let us know, Lord Jesus, that you are moving behind the scenes. Lord, we don't need faith for what we can see. We don't need faith for what we can do on our own. The faith kicks in for the stuff that we can achieve within ourselves. That's when we have to believe. That's when our faith is stretched. When we have to believe for the impossible. When we have to believe despite the word of the doctor. When we have to believe even though our body is wrecked with pain. But we have to believe that your word says that by your stripes we are healed. Lord, that's when our faith is stretched. Lord, I thank you that you're stretching our faith. Lord, I thank you that you are hearing and you are answering. Lord, I thank you as we wait. You are turning to hear our cry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every provision that you have set before us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for every word that you have spoken in our lives, oh God. Even the words that have not come to pass yet, Lord Jesus, you are watching over those words and you will bring them to pass. Because your word says that your word can't return to your void, but it has to accomplish that which is sent out to do. Lord, we thank you even now that we can trust in your plan. Lord, your plan is not like our plan. So that we can trust in your plan, oh God. Thank you that you lead and direct us. Thank you that you heal and protect us. Thank you that you watch over us. Thank you, Lord, that you put men and women of God around us to pour into us, to encourage us, to confirm words that you have spoken to us. We thank you. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for every covering that we have. Thank you, Lord, for every church that's represented on this line, oh God. Thank you for the men and women of God that have decided to serve your people, that has answered the call to serve your people. Lord, we pray that you strengthen them even now, oh God. You pour into them. Lord, you restore. Lord, you build up. Lord, you give them what they need for their ministry, oh God. Lord, you put the right people in place. Lord, bring them from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. You draw them, O God. Let the right people be connected, O God. Thank you, Lord. You can do it by many, but you can do it by few. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we are planted and we are not so easily moved, easily blown by any wind of doctrine, O God, because we know your word, because we know you, because we are a strong people. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Lord, I thank you for the prayer list. Lord, I pray that you deal with these issues. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you step into the situation. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, for the ones that are needing healing because they can literally go to your word and know that by your stripes they are healed. They can claim their healing in advance. Thank you, God, that the testimonies will come forth that they are healed. And Lord, even as they wait, let them have that song in their heart that they don't mind waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We seal every prayer under the blood. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Y'all know what I'm going to do. I'm going to unmute the line. Let us just seal these prayers with a praise. Lord, we
thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
We love you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This morning. Thank you.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you. Bless your name.
You are worthy.
Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
All right, people of God, we are done. This is, concludes our prayer service. I encourage you to go over to the YouTube and watch Daily Bread. We'll be on. The word is going to be rich. We know that. I say it all the time. If you can't get it live, you always can go back and get it. And, hey, if you got it live and it blessed you, go back and get it again. It's nothing wrong with rehearing a word, hearing it again. That's okay as well. A lot of times, if y'all think about it, when you watch a movie the first time, you don't catch everything the first time. And you go back and you watch it again and you say, I don't remember that being in the movie. It's there. You missed it the first time. So it's okay to go back and get the word again and again. God will give you something out of it again. All right? So I'm going to unmute the line. I'm saying goodbye. I love y'all. I pray that your week is blessed. All right?
Go through those.